90 days have to be in between the death and when she gets remarried. So you don't count that they died in the day of the marriage, that's 90 days in between. A few of them, Isha generally led it. A few of them, Isha and Dina Sayyam, and they made a long close. The reason of the 90 days is to that you should make sure that she's pregnant, it's not from the first husband, it's only from the second husband. But there are circumstances which are obvious. The husband was out of town for a few months before he died, so obviously she's not pregnant from him, otherwise it would be recognizable. But even so, Chazal said you have to wait 90 days under all circumstances. If you feel a navel by the time of the man, even if she had a miscarriage, we don't say, oh, she was pregnant, but that's the end of it. A few in his kash, if she took him as soon, he says in Chumra, that even to get engaged is also, Elim can you show her, I'm the shudder, she'll be coming to the base of the man. The groom has to make a shavuot, you'll not go into her house till 90 days have passed. If a person divorced a wife and wants to remarry, then he doesn't have to wait 90 days.